everybody for joining us, and welcome to another edition of Our Neighbor's Keeper. And today we have a very special MBK-centric conversation today. I have a chance to talk with two graduating high school seniors that are local here in the region, and I'm excited to have this chance just to center their voice and their experience and just hear what life has been like for them. My name is Josiah Gilliam. I'm the My Brother's Keeper coordinator for the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. I work in Mayor Peduto's office in the Office of Equity, and we've been taking advantage of the time presented to us by COVID-19 to have a series of conversations that explores the intersections of life in general here in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County through the lens of government, through the lens of philanthropy, nonprofit space, and programs. And I had a chance to connect with Niger and Kevon recently to talk a little bit about their lives, and they agreed to join for a conversation today. So I wanted to start by saying thank you to both of these young men for taking the time. And I'd like to start with just some introductions so folks can get a chance to know who you all are. So Kevon, we'll start with you, sir. Would you mind introducing yourself, where you're graduating from, and what neighborhood you live in?
How you doing? I'm Kevon Brown. I go to Richard High School, and I live in Beachview. I kind of grew up all around the, I was born on the north side, but most of my family's on the north side and the west side, so.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir. And Niger.
Hi, my name is Niger Darwin. I go to school at Woodland Hills High School, and I live in East Pittsburgh.
East Pittsburgh. Cool. Thank you guys again. I've been looking forward to this conversation. I just want to get right into it, like what life has been like. So, Kevon, can you just talk about how life has been for you and your fellow students at school since COVID-19 hit?
Well, it's really been about trying to make things work, trying to figure out like what we can do, and like trying to make it so we would still be able to have a prom or a graduation or something, just to give back to the seniors of 2020. It's been stressful because like the computer work, it's easy when you understand what you're doing, but like when you don't have a good communication with your teachers and everything, it's kind of hard. And I mean, not a lot of students aren't taking a lot of pressure because like everyone's been hearing that we get the same grades as like last year, or I mean last semester.
Yeah. And it's just been up in the air. How were you made aware that things were going to be moving virtual? Like, how did that get broke to the students?
Really, Facebook. A lot of us found out through Facebook and word of mouth, and then that's when the Pittsburgh Public School started calling parents, and then we learned from our parents. Like, we got help from our parents, is what I mean.
Niger, how has things been at Woodland Hills? About the same?
Yeah, it's all been about adapting to the situation. Just the schoolwork online. Like he said, they've taught us mostly over Facebook. Most of our teachers, our principals have Facebook. And then we would get calls. And it's just about dealing with the calls that you help. You got to find a work a way around it.
Yeah, I hear that. So let's just talk about COVID-19 in general, right? So this is a global pandemic. It's something that a lot of the world's paying attention to. Can you both think back? When did you first, can you remember first starting to hear about it? And like real talk, what did you think about it?
Well, really, I didn't know anything about it. Like, I didn't know that it started in like December and like earlier, like late in 2019. And like, so I didn't really hear about it until after my birthday, which is in February. And so that's when everything started happening, and like schools were starting to get shut down and stuff, and they started passing out papers and everything, talking about what's going on. And that's really how I got introduced to it. Like, and then I didn't know how serious it was until we eventually stopped having school and people were on lockdown.
Niger, how about you?
Yeah, I heard about it earlier, like through memes and stuff, but I didn't think it was as serious as it was going to get.
Yeah.
And then it really hit when one of our schools, our first, we was in class, and we heard that one of our schools in the district had shut down. And then that was the weekend when everything just shut down and started closing.
Yeah. It seemed to happen all of a sudden, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the virtual nature of school right now. Kevon, you mentioned that, you know, it might be easier if you know what you're doing. Walk us through, like, the fundamentals of the experience. How often are you logging on? Are you using a phone, a laptop? And how is, like, instruction actually taking place?
Okay, so the school, they sent out computers and, like, for kids that need it, they sent out computers, and the computers come with Wi-Fi for kids that don't have Wi-Fi at home and stuff like that. And then basically they integrated Google Teams and then all our work was sent to there. At first there was confusion because my school, I don't know about other schools, we were used to using Google Classrooms. Because that was like we would use that for sometimes at homework and like if the teacher wanted to assign us something, and then we moved to Google Teams, and it's easy to work once you get used to it. It's like it has everything you would need on there. Like you can write an essay, anything really that you would need. And then like you would sign on once a day. All the teachers have office hours depending on what time you have their class.
Okay.
And Friday is it's a office hours day. So if you needed like a one-on-one with a teacher, then you would do it on Fridays. And then Saturday and Sunday, those are just the weekend days unless your teacher was to assign something or just you have to make up work or there's anything you wanted to get in.
So those office hours are a chance for like interpersonal engagement, but you can log in at any time and like complete assignments.
Yes, sir. You can log on at any time, whenever you want. The teachers ask you to report just show your attendance on. There's like a form that you gotta sign, and then you would put your information in, and then you would do that, and you have to do that before 8 p.m. every day.
Okay, and are there other students that log on at the same time? Do you have any interactivity with them while you're doing schoolwork?
Yes, you can. Like, if you were to, like, because there are those hours during the day where teachers are actually able to have a group call. It's like a classroom call, and you and other students would be on that call, so you can interact with them through that. And you're also able to text them on Teams, I believe.
Thank you, Kevon. Najir, how about you? What's life like in that respect for you? And
it was a completely different change from what Woodland Hills usually does. We usually don't do like Google Classrooms and none of that. So when it started, we have two different things. We use Schoology and we use Google Classrooms. Either one, teachers can put out work and we'll get it. And Edgenuity, it's like for your major classes. And it's not really hands on. It's just like you watch a video and you do the work, which some people like, I really don't do well with stuff like that. But what else?
Is there interactivity with the other students when they're on, or is it like he said, or do you just log on and just do your assignment?
You just log on and do your stuff, but some teachers, they try to have, like, Zoom calls if people need help. Yeah. They'll set up, like, Zoom calls on their own time. Yeah, okay. But that's basically it.
Just, like, anecdotally, among your friend group and what you've heard, like, through social media and stuff, like, how's it been going for students? I imagine it could be challenging, especially if you don't have a device right off the bat or if you don't have Wi-Fi. But, like, now that it's been a couple weeks, folks are starting to settle in. What's it been like?
I feel like a lot of stress has been taken off because, like, everyone, it's less pressure because, like I said, everyone's getting their same grades from the last report period if they're not doing any work. So it's like if people are, I try to keep up with what I can. And if I slip under, then I'm not too worried. because of, like, we had that safety net, kind of.
Got it. Let's zoom out just a little bit. You mentioned the stress getting taken away. Stress has been a reality for just about everybody in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe you're like a dog or cat at the house and just have all the attention in the world, or a little baby. Folks are dealing with some form of stress, right? And trying to figure out what life looks like. How have the student bodies, just like the students, been related to COVID-19 at the past couple months?
Well, lately, I feel as though we're more focused on what's next. Like, what are we going to, like, what is college going to look like? I mean, I've been getting more hours at work because we're not in school, like, just saving up to see, like, just saving up for whatever's next, trying to prepare for what's going on and, like, whatever. I feel like we're trying to prepare for what we can control instead of worrying about what's out of our control.
Got it. Niger?
Yeah, I feel like it's just what you said. Everybody's just seeing what's going to happen next, what's going to be the next step. They're starting to slowly open up stuff and see controlled areas and see how that goes. But
got it. What is next for you all? What's coming up in the summer, and what does the fall look like for you?
I'm currently I'm enrolled in Audison Broaddus University. I will be going to college to double major in psychology and biology to get my prerequisites so I can go to medical school and become a psychiatrist.
Very cool, Niger.
I am going into trade school at the local 66 for heavy machine operating.
Okay, got it. So, when will you two be finished with school this year?
This year, I believe sometime either at the end of this month or sometime in the middle of next month, but I'm not sure.
Okay, but coming up here next several weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Same with you, Niger?
Yeah, our graduation is June 5th, so I think that's the last day of school. So yeah.
That's coming up. How does it feel?
Happy to be done. wish it could have ended differently, but
yeah,
changed what happened.
Yeah, one thing, like for other seniors, it's like you, like, they knew when their last day at that school was going to be. Like, it was like they you get that chance to say bye to the friends that you know you're not going to see for a while, or the teachers that you actually had a connection with, or a teacher that you feel helped you throughout your school years. But like for us, we didn't know, like, it was our last day. It was just like one day. It was like we're unsure if we're coming back, and then we was just never there anymore. So it was like it just takes away, like, I never really got to, like, do that. But, like, you know, it's just you gotta deal with it, like, and you gotta be able to move on from it.
We're talking about them, all right? Niger, you were trying to say something?
Yeah, and also with things like prom and graduation just not adding up to what other seniors in the past have seen, what we're doing is just different. And there's a whole lot of people making fun of, like, lower classes be making fun of what the situation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like you just have to work with what you got and make the best of it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about life outside of school. So you've had more time. Kevon, you mentioned you've been picking up more hours at work. What has life been like outside of school for each of you?
It's like summer started early, but you can't really do anything that involves summer. Like, it's like I've been working more. I get to see my friends every once in a while, try to still social distance because, like, I want to see my friends, but now it's like you can't really be around everyone at once and all that. So, like, I try to, like, every once in a while see my friends and stuff like that. And yeah, and it's hard because usually when you're talking about like what's stressing you out, we talk about school, and like now it's like we're stressing over different stuff, and it's like it's hard to relate to stuff like that. Like it's just
right, all in unprecedented times together. Najir, how about you? What's life like?
Well, I stopped working. I've been helping out more around the house. I have my license, so I pick up things for the family. I have 3 younger sisters, so when my parents are off at work, I'm the one taking care of them.
Got it. Any new hobbies, any new things you've picked up that you enjoy? Anything you've rediscovered?
I started drawing again and writing.
Okay.
I like to do spoken word and stuff like that. So I started writing spoken word again, and I'm not saying I'm a good artist, but I'm trying to get better at it. So, and like that's something that I work at Walmart. So like I always see people picking up different hobbies and stuff like that. Like, just like paints and different, like my mother, she does stuff like she bakes cakes and stuff. She sells cakes and stuff on the side. Mm-hmm. I just see everyone picking up a side hustle. So
great time to figure out a side hustle, that's for sure. Najir, how about you?
I'll usually sit outside, listen to music, take a drive, listen to music, just take things in that I probably took for granted before. I really just look and pay attention to everything now.
Yeah, I hear that. Have you guys been gaming at all? Playing any video games?
Yeah, definitely. I've been grinding in Call of Duty, like something crazy.
The newest one?
Yeah, Modern Warfare. I mean, maxed out all my guns. I'm like level 140 now and stuff.
140. How much time does that take, man?
It's taking a while. So like, I live with my father, and I left my PS4 at my mom's house. So like, I go over there whenever like they need help or because my mom has custody of my niece, so whenever they have work and they need me to watch her, I'll go over there and watch my niece, and like I'll leave my game over there. So if I'm over there a couple of days, I'm at least getting like I'm getting a couple hours in a day. So,
he said he's maxed out. He's nice then, I guess. Nigeria, yeah, what about you?
I've been playing 2K, Madden, and Fortnite.
Okay.
Mostly 2K right now. I just got 2K like 2 months ago, and I'm like at like All-Star 2 right now.
All right, on your journey as well. Are you finding a lot of your peers and friends are getting time to game as well? Is that like a big thing right now?
Yeah, but
a lot of my friends play 2K. I mean, I'm nice in 2K, but like I'm not as tryhard as them. They be killing it. I don't got no team, so I don't be on there all like that. So
people have real emotions about 2K, man. It's like it's real close to their hearts, you know, how they do on their stuff. We've been doing more stuff with gaming at the city recently, and we're actually about to start through Rec Center some like league play. But what I realized when we were putting that together is a lot of folks aren't super familiar with it at all. How do you explain gaming or like say Modern Warfare and 2K to adults that aren't familiar with what those things are?
The first thing you gotta tell your parents is that you cannot pause the game when you're online. That's the first thing. But other than that, I try to explain, like I don't know how to explain, because my dad is 60 years old, so trying to explain something like that to him is just like it's complicated, but like I don't know how to explain it. Like it's hard to explain gaming to him now.
Yeah. Najir, how about you, man?
It's not really hard for me. I do YouTube a little bit, so my parents and stuff, they watch my videos. Like it's mostly about gaming, and all of my family for real is really like good with technology to some degree, to where they know how to get around and use it.
Got it. So I'd like to talk about this season a little bit more. You know, it's been a moment for leadership in more ways than just one. We've been hearing from folks, here locally, the mayor, the county executive, health department officials, folks at the federal level constantly talking about COVID-19. When you guys look just in your lives and, you know, with the leaders that are in your life, you know, who's inspired you recently or where have you found good information about life that you've kind of taken to heart in this season?
I want to say, we're both in BMODI, and I want to say one person I really like, he's always shown leadership to me, is Brother Dean, Dean Richards. He always helps me see the positive side. He knows me so well, so like it's just like whenever like he encourages me to get into a leadership role or just like just to be more just to be more communicative or just show characteristics of a leader, and he always shows those characteristics to me, especially during this time. He's reached out to us, make sure we're okay. He's kept BMLDI running and just been great through the whole thing.
That's great. Certainly shout out to Dean Richards, BMLDI, and the Urban League, of course. Definite shout outs there. Niger, how about you, man?
I have to say the same. I've been in BMODI. This is my third year. And it's helped me grow a lot. I wouldn't be the person. I wouldn't probably even been on this interview if it wasn't for BMODI. They helped me just really get, I used to be shy. Used to come out. They just helped me come on my show and just be the person I am today. And I just appreciate what they did for me.
That's so great, man. Now you got a YouTube channel, you know what I mean? Handing out L's for all the world to see. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So look, you guys are towards the end of your high school journey and going to be moving on to bigger, brighter days ahead. Still a lot of uncertainty, right? Not exactly sure what the summer might look like in a lot of ways. Might not know what the fall looks like in a lot of ways. When you think about younger students that are coming up after you, maybe that they're starting their high school experience, or maybe, you know, maybe they're in high school now and it's just like, what does the future look like? Well, I have a graduation, that kind of thing. How would you encourage people that are younger than you right now?
I feel like for younger students, I feel like they should just take advantage of every opportunity. Like, that's the best encouragement I could get, because like you never know what it'll lead you to or what you might learn that you enjoy just by joining a program or just talking to different people.
That's great. Najir?
I would probably say slow down, take everything in. Don't try to rush it. Don't try to just look forward to graduation, leaving, like slow down, enjoy the ride, because it'll go quick if you let it.
Well, I'll tell you, between the two of you, the idea of looking for opportunities and seizing them when you can and slowing down to enjoy the experience and to take everything in is good advice no matter who. There's a lot of adults, myself included, that could take those two pieces of advice to heart. I appreciate you sharing that. I want to draw the conversation to a close here, and we maybe can do this, you know, another time. But I wanted to talk about, you know, so much of this crisis has been clarifying for folks that maybe hadn't considered, you know, how systems might treat people differently or something like that. And then certainly recently, I mentioned, which one of you lives in East Pittsburgh?
Me.
Right here. You know, when it comes to crisis and catastrophe, you know, Pittsburgh has had its share of pain recently. And I think specifically of Antoine Rose Jr., or the second, like, and what happened with him and the proceedings there. When it comes to social justice and just society in general, you know, what's on y'all's mind? And what comes to mind when you think about those themes as well?
What comes to my mind about those things? It's really just like a mix of emotions. It's sometimes hard to talk about. Like, you don't want to talk about people dying or just the way things are going about But I really don't know. I really don't know about that one.
I feel as the being black and knowing what it's like in the world, I feel like I want to have hope and say, like, in the justice system, everyone's treated equally, but, like, we're not. And it hurts. It sucks because, like, my dad and my parents get so worried. Like, every time I walk out the door, it's like, you have a target on your back. Not from somebody else. Like, I don't know what would happen if a cop stopped you, like, or something happened. Like, and I feel like it's always you're proven innocent. I mean, you're guilty until proven innocent when it comes to being or color or a minority in general. And it's hard. Like, it's hard trying to, like, it, because no matter what, it's like someone has something negative to say about what you're doing. Like, if you're actually fighting back and trying to figure out a way to make yourself right, or it's like you're fighting back with the law, and if you just give up and give in, it's like you gave up and gave in, and it's so hard trying to figure out what's the best path to build a better relationship between minorities and the justice system. It's just, it's a lot. And
yeah,
like, I never knew Antoine Rose, and I never met him or anything, but it hurt me a lot to hear about his death, because that could have been me, that could have been anyone. Like, and it just hits home, this is exactly what your parents be saying. Like, you don't have to be doing anything. You could be the wrong person at the wrong time, and your life is taken away from you. Like, and I feel so bad for his family and his mother and his father, like, because no one wants to bury their child. Like, that, I know that can hurt anyone. I know that would hurt me.
So, I mean, it's certainly heavy, heavy topics. So I guess my question is, you know, right now, both of you soon to be graduating seniors, on your way to your next levels in life. Do you feel like you have a sense of hope? Do you feel like you're going to be able to navigate and make the choices you want to make and live the life you want to live?
I believe so. I think no matter what I end up doing, I'm going to be great at whatever I end up doing. I'm always going to find a way, because I was never taught to just roll over. I was never just like, I never was taught to give up. So if one way doesn't work, find a new way and start. Like, someone once told me that I'm good at navigating a situation to get what I need. And I feel like that's true. I can navigate through situations to get what I need and what I want. So,
appreciate that. Najir, how about you, man? Heavy topics. Do you feel like you have a sense of hope that you'll be able to make it and do what you want to do?
Yeah, of course. Don't think that'll ever go away. I feel like anything that I set my mind to, I can do anything that I want. I feel like some things are harder than others, but I don't think you can ever give up hope, because just once you get that up, it won't come together.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, did you just want to say something, Kevon?
I feel like our generation as a whole, we've always been thrown obstacles, like things that we have to overcome, and we always overcome them. So I feel like my generation, we will overcome this, and we will all figure out something great to do to build positively.
Well said. I mean, look, life presents challenges no matter who you are, and generations past have faced theirs. For some of them, even in the past century, might have been a world war. It might have been a literal nuclear war. There were famines, there were plagues, there were catastrophes, genocides, all kind of awful things that happened. And, you know, history ends up getting made by the people that make decisions in real time, right? And then we try to leave an impact for those that are coming after us. Certainly those of us that are younger and those of us that have been living, you know, since maybe like 9/11, you know, we've certainly seen our share of tragedies and our share of challenges. But, you know, my word of encouragement to both of you is to never lose that sense of hope, because you all have, you each have everything that you need to be successful already in terms of that resilience. And then I was on a town hall where President Obama joined, and he was encouraging young men around the lines of shaping the future, and that this is a generation that will do that. And then he gave a commencement address and said something similar. So, no one saw a global pandemic coming like this, but the future is ready to be made. And I'm grateful to know that you two are alongside us here in this region and doing what needs to be done day by day. I want to thank both of you for taking the time. We're going to continue to have conversations like this via Our Neighbor's Keeper and through the channels at the mayor's office. Thank you to those that tuned in or that found this online. And we will see you next time. But in the meantime, please take the very best care of yourself.